With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump was meeting with his national security team to discuss the Iranian government's violent crackdown on protesters. Trump says he's awaiting more information about the Iran protests.
Iran is on my mind when I see the kind of death that is happening over there, we think. So we're going to get some accurate numbers. I'll have it in about 20 minutes. We'll get some accurate numbers as to what's happening with regard to the killing. The killing looks like it's significant, but we don't know yet for certain. I'll know within 20 minutes.
The number of dead climbed to at least 2,571, as reported by the U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency. That figure dwarfs the death toll from any other round of protest or unrest in Iran in decades and recalls the chaos surrounding the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. A handful of Senate Republicans object to the Trump administration's criminal investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Several GOP members expressed serious reservations, including Senator Tom Tillis, who called it a weaponization of the Justice Department. He also said that he would oppose any of the president's Fed nominees until the investigation is resolved. Senator Lisa Murkowski called it nothing more than an attempt at coercion. And Senator Dave McCormick said he doesn't think Fed Chair Powell is guilty of criminal activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring men from playing on women's school athletic teams. Lower courts ruled for the transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia who challenged the state bans, but the Supreme Court gave no indication it would follow suit. This is SRN News. The Heritage Foundation issues a warning.
The influential conservative think tank says the family is in decline in this country, and if that isn't reversed, the U.S. is headed for calamity. Heritage President Kevin Roberts says, quote, "Our country will not survive if families continue to crumble at this rate." The report urges federal government action, including a $2,500 investment account for every newborn, child tax credits, and marriage boot camps designed to strengthen relationships. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that around 200 courses in the College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November, requiring campus presidents to okay courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. SRN News. Microsoft is fighting hard to win over communities concerned about AI data centers.
In meetings with federal lawmakers, Microsoft President Brad Smith emphasizes that the industry and not taxpayers should cover the cost of those centers. Data centers have faced opposition in some towns where they want to locate. In Wisconsin, Microsoft has encountered hurdles but promises minimal environmental impact. Smith insists on private funding for electricity improvements and says Microsoft remains committed to its carbon-negative goals. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Malaysian authorities have announced legal action against Elon Musk's social media platform X and its AI unit XAI. They accuse the companies of failing to ensure user safety with their Grok chatbot. Grok has faced criticism for generating manipulated images, including explicit content. More details at srnnews.com.